AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. More Russian attacks across Ukraine. Apartment buildings in the capital Kyiv hit. In Mariupol, a theater being used as a shelter bombed, despite the word children written in Russian, painted in large letters in front of and back of the building. No words yet on casualties. 10 people killed, standing in line for bread in another city. Satellite images show Russian helicopters and vehicles burning at the Russian-held Kherson airport after a suspected Ukrainian strike yesterday. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, through an interpreter, tells Congress bad days for his country are like the bad day suffered by the U.S.
Remember Pearl Harbor, terrible morning of December 7, 1941, when your sky was black from the planes attacking you. Just remember it. Remember September the 11th.
President Biden called Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal. He also notes $800 million in aid for Ukraine's air defenses.
This will include drones, which demonstrates our commitment to sending our most cutting-edge systems to Ukraine for its defense.
The Federal Reserve raises rates.
The Fed has kept its federal funds rate near zero since the coronavirus pandemic struck 2 years ago and the economy fell into recession. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says now,
this is a strong economy, indeed one that will be able to flourish.
One thing threatening to undermine that,
inflation is far above our target.
The initial rate hike is just a quarter of 1%, which prompted dissent from the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. James Bullard had wanted twice that. But Powell says he's expecting hikes at the Fed's next 7 meetings. And by the end of the year, the rate could be 1.9%.
A full percentage point higher than projected in December.
And with the job market almost too strong, Powell vows,
we're not going to let high inflation become entrenched.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. Less than a week since he was sent to the Cook County Jail, actor Jussie Smollett has been ordered to be freed. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
An appeals court in Chicago has agreed with attorneys for the disgraced Empire actor that Jussie Smollett can be free pending the appeal of his conviction on charges of staging his own hate crime. Last week, a Cook County judge sentenced Smollett to start serving his 150-day jail term immediately. The appeals court ruling means he can be released on a personal recognizance bond of $150,000. Smollett's attorneys had argued that he would have finished his sentence by time the appeals process would have made its way through the courts. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Former CNN host Chris Cuomo asks an arbitrator to award him $125 million for what he calls his unlawful firing by the cable network. He alleges his bosses not only knew he was advising his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, amid allegations of sexual harassment, they too were giving the governor advice. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.